Was Anders Osborne with a track titled 47 off his brand new album Peace. With this album, Osborne delivers the next chapter of his spiritual odyssey, full of observations on getting older and the paths he took throughout his life. Anders said of the album that he wrote it from a brighter perspective, with less dusk and dark and more sunlight. The album includes song tributes to his wife, son, and daughter. Let's get to the interview with Anders, speaking with us at the Blues and Brews Festival this past weekend. This is Allie Lightfoot. I'm at Blues and Brews in Telluride, speaking with Anders Osborne, singer, songwriter, guitarist, and one of this festival's favorite performers. Anders is releasing a new album in October called Peace. And on the cover of this new CD, there's a little girl flipping us off. So I was really curious, who is this child and how did she make it onto the cover?
I saw the picture. It was taken by a friend of mine, and it's his little girl about 4 years ago. It's a little old. And I was getting ready to go in and start the next record. I think this was in January or something. And I just thought it was extremely inspiring to see, like, the image in itself. You know, you can take it so many ways, but I saw, you know, upper middle class, nice house in the background, the Volvo, the, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. The school uniform, high-end school, everything is just perfect. And she's got a little, you know, nail polish, and it's kind of been faded a little bit, like some old, you know, experienced woman. and she just, with this cold stare, just, but there's no anger or anything. There's just this, the finger. And I was like, this could be one of the best pictures I've ever seen. I just feel like, so the title started. So I instantly wrote 2-3 songs based on that. And it made me think of my son and my daughter and my childhood and where I am today and what I've been through. And my grandparents and my, and I started, like, everything started to kind of become this generational embodiment. Like, I kept thinking about where I was in the early 70s and into the early 80s, which was kind of the time when I grew up. And I was going, okay, what's different today, really? Is there a lot? So those were the thoughts I had writing the record. Is there anything different, or are we just, is it the same? It will always be the same. And you know what I mean? And I don't have the answers to any of this. I'm just a guy here, you know? So, but that picture triggered all this, and I just thought, it's brilliant. It's half a peace sign.
Yeah.
As much as it is flipping the bird.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then on the backside, we have a picture of the same girl reaching out and grabbing her dad's hand because she needs someone to take her where and lead her. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I like the juxtapositions of those things.
Yeah, I think your music sort of does that too. There's like you find like the soft side of hard.
That's beautiful. I have to use that line.
That's
how
it feels to me. And you really say something with your lyrics, and I can say you make your audience feel something. Trying to get people an experience. Do you ever feel like you maybe have life experiences so that you can express them in your music, almost like a method actor?
Yeah, I think the music that I play is what I wanted to play when I was in my early 20s. And I realized pretty early on, I actually did realize, I can't play the music I want to play at this age. I don't have the experience. Mm-hmm. But I kept trying, kept writing songs. And lyrically, they just didn't connect the same way with me, especially. But I think there'd be every once in a while someone would say in my 20s, I love that song. And not just because it was hooky or felt good or you could dance to it, but something with the lyrics. But the last 10 years, there's a whole new playing field where I pull from something that is, it's my my struggles and my aspirations and my manifestation. And when I started to realize that that's connecting, I see people like instantly be present at my shows. And then I became present and I realized this is what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to talk about this.
Yeah.
Which makes the shows very intense and they're draining, but they really are. I'm completely exhausted at the end. I really am. But I cannot see myself not doing it this way. Mm-hmm. Now, I have to do other things in between. I can't just tour all the time doing this. But yeah, so to answer your question, yeah, it's method acting. I take from my experiences and then I figure I want these topics during the set. Mm-hmm. I want it to feel this way. I want them to lose their minds right here. And I want them to almost have this sensual, sexual anger towards something.
Uh-huh. And yeah, then, I got that.
Yeah. And then go into this mm-hmm. vulnerable and all yeah. this. Yeah. So I'm like moving it the best way I can like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're nailing that part.
I gave it up once more, and now I'm empty and lonely, just like I was before, just like I was before. Love is taking its toll, love is taking its toll, it leaves me nothing to spare. They took my love for granted, and my heart for keeps. Stole my faith and fortune, and left me in misery. Now I'm walking this dusty highway. I drink where the sailors dwell. I live where the sun can't catch me. I'm dying to break your spell. Yeah, I'm dying to break your spell, man. Love is taking its toll. Love is taking its toll. Leaves me nothing to spare. No, love don't care. No, no, no. Cause love is taking its toll. I'm lovesick and sick of love too. I hold on to soon and maybe I wish I was sick of you. I wish I was sick of you. Love is taking its toll. Love is taking its toll. Leave me nothing to spare. No love, don't care. Love is taking its toll. Down, 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 down. Love is, love is, love is, love is taking it. It's all taken.
That was Love is Taking Its Toll off American Patchwork. This album was released after Osbourne got sober in 2009. Stanton Moore produced it and encouraged Anders to go a little heavier with his sound. Fans and critics loved the album, describing it as one of the most scorching and brutally honest records of his career. We'll continue our conversation now with Anders Osbourne.
Frequently you collaborate with lots of musicians, and you're sort of collaborating with the audience too when you're doing that. And after 3 days of dancing in the mud here, I can definitely say, like, you do get to that point where it doesn't feel like anyone's in control. Like, it's almost this sort of mob that's just in this frenzy of, I don't know, can you talk a little bit about that point?
Yeah.
That you can get to with this stuff?
Yeah, I think what you want to do, I need to be, during my show, I need to be the instigator and the conductor. But as soon as I try to control the whole thing, I think it can get a little bit, becomes a show or a show off. And I think you, once I let the audience, like let's say when I, today, when I, so we've noticed, my band, you know, guys have noticed too, I'll play one Grateful Dead song, and as soon as that happens, you see this thing where the, it's like they actually, the audience goes up almost 3 feet. You can feel them rise, right? Well, now they're taking over. Uh-huh. They're lifting me, now they're lifting me up, mm-hmm. right? So they're doing that thing you're talking about, and now I have to take it from there. I'm going, okay, I see. You know what I mean? Because I can't, you can't let,
improvisation.
You know, you got to keep going with that. It's like, okay, we'll keep it going. And I think what it is you throw something out, and when that connection happens, you know, like a Grateful Dead song or a good lyrics or whatever the vibe is, the groove or the solo, if they take it and it brings them to taking their kids to school and working hard or not paying rent in time or whatever the life experience is, and let's say that's part of that. Now they know that we're just the same.
Yeah.
We're like, we're connecting on so many levels, right?
Yeah.
And Grateful Dead has a way of doing that, mm-hmm. where it's just, we're just there. Mm-hmm. Playing with Phil, like, I'm just, I don't even know what's happening. I really don't.
Nice.
It's just,
takes off.
Yeah, it's just, the audience is just as important.
Have you ever performed with people who don't really communicate that well with words? Like, you can't have a conversation with them, but somehow when you're working with them musically, they're fine. You can communicate easily.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think you can become real good friends after you play together.
Mm-hmm.
I think you don't have to be a musician to consider music your first language. I think a lot of people, music is the first language. Before anything else, I think it's not just universal. I think it's Yeah, I think it's a very powerful language.
That was the song Echoes of My Sins from Anders Osborne off American Patchwork. And you're tuned into Talkin' Music. This is Allie Lightfoot. We'll continue our conversation now with Anders Osborne.
So what do you do when you aren't touring? Like, what do you do for fun at home?
Fix stuff around the house, you know, paint it, nail, hammer. I mean, literally, just I got an old house, and that's what we're trying to, you know, keep it up.
Nice.
Go to football games or soccer games with my son. What else? Go to the park, play some putt-putt with my family.
Thank you. One more question. Can you explain where the lyrics from the Marmalade song? What's the meaning behind that song? It's my favorite song. It just makes my soul so happy every time I hear it.
I think it's just, I'm a huge fan of like Rocksteady and, you know, Toots and the Maytals and all that stuff, and Bob Marley. But I think it was a very spontaneous kind of feel and groove. And then as you play around with something when you write, sometimes sounds more than words come out first. And what came out was just my mama, my la, my mama, and, you know, something like that, my mama, la, la. And then it came out like my mama, like Marmalade. And I thought, that's pretty cool. And it made me think of, and then, so I just made it a song about how I always travel. And but when we come home, we make marmalade.
My mama like marmalade.